I'm Jonathan Mosen with Main Menu News Briefs for this week, and Microsoft has launched its new Office suite of products to much fanfare, and as usual, New Zealand was the first country in the world to get its hands on a copy. Microsoft assures users that the new package will help to boost productivity, simplify collaboration, and find better ways to meet their business needs. Chief among the changes has to be the announcement that the animated help facility will no longer default to on, and that the paperclip assistant is, you'll be pleased to hear, no more. Collaborative tools are the name of the game for the new Office XP suite. Users can still use Word or Excel, but the ability to share work online is paramount in the latest version. Microsoft says that new features like smart tags and task panes make it easier for users to retrieve information and complete tasks, while SharePoint team services give colleagues the tools they need to share knowledge and work together. Once again, the Office product range is divided into three categories: standard, professional, and developer. While all versions have the four basic components, Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint, the professional version includes Access, and the developer version comes with FrontPage and Microsoft's Office developer tools, all in Microsoft 2002 versions. Fresh fears were raised over British election fraud this week after an experiment using the internet, the post office, and dead voters. The dangers were unearthed by a BBC reporter who managed to obtain 7 votes in the marginal constituency of Tor Bay in Devon by using the names of dead people from the area. Andrew Gilligan, a reporter on Radio 4's Today programme, started off by finding the names of the former residents in back issues of Tor Bay's local paper, The Herald and Express. He then went on to the net to check if they were still on the electoral roll. They were. After that, it was a simple matter of applying for the votes to be delivered to different addresses around the country. In the beginning of the week, the reporter had got his hands on 7 ballot papers, which is very interesting considering the Liberal Democrats won that seat in 1997 by just 12 votes. Tor Bay Council told the BBC it did not check the details of any people who applied for postal votes due to the number of applications. It intends to change this policy in light of the investigation. And 2/3 of online consumers have heard about e-books, but only 1 in 4 is giving much thought to buying one, according to a new survey just released. Still, a survey official said today that she was optimistic about the electronic format. She says that we're in the early stages of acceptance and thinks that e-books are ahead of their time. And is it possible that a virus could have good intentions? A new strain of Windows virus tries to weed out perverts by identifying all files on a PC that may contain child pornography and then notifies the authorities. The NoPED virus is sent as a VBS, Visual Basic Script attachment, on an email titled, "Help us all to end illegal child porn now." Once the attachment is opened, the virus will automatically direct itself to the recipient's address book to send itself on. It then scans the PC's hard drive for any JPEG pictures with titles that may indicate child pornography. If the virus locates any such files, it will forward samples of them to a list of government agencies. Once the file has distributed the alleged porn, it will then display a large text file displaying the international laws on child pornography. Sharp Electronics has taken the wraps off a notebook that the company claims is the thinnest and lightest yet, less than 2.4 centimetres thick and weighing around 1.3 kilograms. The machine has the unwieldy name of Mebius PC MT1HA. It has a 12.1-inch screen, but is 1.8 centimetres in height at its thinnest point, according to Sharp. It's scheduled to ship in Japan starting on the 30th of June, priced at US$1,667. Sharp plans to sell the notebook outside Japan, although a spokesman says precise launch plans are not yet decided. Sharp's new notebook is based on a 500 MHz Intel Mobile Pentium 3 processor and includes 128 MB of main memory, a 20 GB hard disk drive, and fast Ethernet port. It has a single slot each for PC card and compact flash cards, and 2 USB ports. To keep the size down, Sharp keeps the floppy and CD-ROM drives outside the notebook and supplies them as external units. The company says battery life is 3.3 hours on the standard power pack, with up to 10 hours available on an extended battery. and Britain's first step in the country's grand plan to move all government-related services onto the internet has resulted in a virtual lockout for users who don't use Microsoft software. The British government gateway site, developed by Microsoft, will eventually be the main access point to 200 central government and nearly 500 local government institutions. Currently, the site requires Internet Explorer 5.01 or higher, but Microsoft denies they've deliberately written the site only to work with the Microsoft browser. And the site has come under attack from accessibility advocates. The UK government's new gateway is poorly designed and discriminates against disabled users, according to Australian web expert Tom Worthington. The government's action may breach UK law, banning organisations from offering a lower quality of service to the disabled, according to Mr. Worthington. The internet is having almost no effect on voting decisions in the UK general election due later this week, according to research just released. Although political parties are trying to engage voters with interesting and innovative websites, only 2% of net users are certain to go online to find out more about parties and policies. The popular but dogged Napster online music community exchange website has been hit with another US lawsuit, this time from Media Bay, a New Jersey reseller of old-time radio shows, which has filed a copyright complaint against Napster, claiming that the Napster system allows users to swap copies of Fibber McGee and Molly and Abbott and Costello radio shows. Some web surfers got a sneak peek at an internal alpha edition of version 7.0 of America Online Incorporated's client software last week, when it was made available for download from several websites devoted to AOL software and insider information. AOL quickly blocked the software from signing on to the service, but not before a significant number of people were able to log on and take screenshots of the software. What these users saw were changes to the ubiquitous welcome screen and buddy list features. Other than these areas, most of the interface appeared to be identical to AOL 6.0. One feature not in the alpha is the much-hyped Komodo browser module, which would allow AOL members to use third-party internet browsers, such as Netscape, instead of Microsoft Corp's Internet Explorer. There is no news about accessibility of AOL 7.0. Microsoft's MSN network is on a mission to poach America Online internet customers just 1 week after AOL announced a subscription price increase. MSN on Tuesday launched a $50 million nationwide advertising campaign designed to persuade customers to ditch their AOL internet service and sign up for the Microsoft service. MSN is offering customers who switched to its service by the 30th of June 3 months of free internet access, as well as a $21.95 monthly rate guarantee until June 2003. I'm Jonathan Mosen with News Briefs.